wouldn't say we're too impressed with the way we played, Oisin, to be fair. But look, we got the result that we wanted, and you know, probably we'll take that. But no, we didn't perform anywhere near, you know, what it would take. Maybe like on Friday night playing Longford. You know, if we play like that against Longford, you know, there'll only be one winner. But look, we got the results, and you know, we kind of have moved on from it, really, Oisin, now.
The only goal of the game being scored earlier on by Pat McCann. Tell us about that, Ollie.
Yeah, we started quite brightly. We moved the ball fairly quickly and sharply. The pitch up in Talca Rovers is in great shape now, which helped us initially. Kevin McHugh dropped off the front man, and he played a good ball through for Pat McCann, who made a late run. And he tucked it away well under the goalkeeper. And probably, you know, we deserved it. It was probably the 8th or 9th minute that we got it. And, you know, we looked bright. We looked, you know, we were in control. And I thought, right, we'd push on from here and put the game out of sight. But, you know, what happened to Belgrove is something that has happened to us in recent weeks, where Belgrove had a man sent off, and they sat in a little bit like what we'd have done against your Shelburne's and teams like that we'd have gone down to 10 men in, and we found it very, very difficult to break them down as a result. So, you know, the game, you know, nearly went beyond us in the last 5 or 6 minutes when they weathered the storm, and they came at us in the last 5 or 6 minutes, as I said, and took us into the wind, and, you know, possibly could have got an equaliser, Oisin.
Yeah, well, do you feel lucky then that you came back down the road, that you're not looking into a replay now then, Ollie?
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, they're taking a replay going up there. You know, to stay in the cup was really our priority, and should that mean, you know, taking it back on Monday night, so be it. Now, you know, overall, we probably deserve the win, but when we're hanging on with 10 against 10 men in the last 10 minutes, that disappointed me a little. You know, we finished very, very strongly in recent games in the last 15, 10 minutes. This was slightly different. We're, you know, they pegged us back all day with 10 men, and look, we got over it. And look, come here, we got out of it, and we're thankful for that.
Yep. You had to ring the changes for the game last night, Ollie?
Yeah, we made a number of changes, a number of people suspended, a number of people unavailable through injury, Sean Patton unavailable through the leaving cert. We made a number of changes, freshened it up, we gave people a chance out there, and they did quite well. You know, it wasn't manner that were missing personnel. We had a strong enough personnel out there to win the game, which we did, but not as confidently as I hoped.
Yeah. Obviously still in the cup and heading now into the third round of the competition. How much do you value getting a good cup run together this year, Ollie?
Come here, listen, we can't pick and choose what we want to get a run in or not. You know, we've taken every game extremely serious, each league game we move on to and prepare as well as we did for the very first one. Look, it's nice to be in the cup, you have to put it that way to you. I know the next round is until the end of the summer in August. You know, we'll see what the draw gives us and where we are. You know, certainly on last night's performance, there wouldn't have been too many teams in the cup in the round yesterday that we'd have beaten with that performance. But look, we got over it. I mean, Belgrove, to their credit, were missing a number of players also, and made it very, very difficult to their credit. And, you know, we're glad just to be over that hurdle.
Finally, Ollie, looking ahead to the next game against Longford, you're in Balbofet Fan Park, back at home. But by your reaction to the game last night, you're going to have to seriously up your performance against Longford next Friday night.
Absolutely. Longford bet Athlone last night, 2-0 in the cup in Athlone. They're flying. They've had some serious results recently. They're obviously very, very strong, as we know. Probably the best panel of players in the league to their credit, and we know exactly what we're going into play. But you know, it mightn't be a bad way of going into play them after coming off a poor performance last night. You'd be hoping that, you know, we might be able to lift it for Longford, but you know, we have to lift it to get anything out of it. But look, we know that, and we spoke about it last night up in Dublin, and you know, that's really all that our focus is on at the moment, is Longford Town on Friday night.
And you'll have a few of those faces who missed last night back for the Longford game, will you, Ollie?
Yeah, there's a couple back now. Tommy Bonner is suspended for it. Sean McCarron is still out injured. We have injury worries still with Johnny Bonner and Paul McVeigh. But Mickey Funston and Josh Maley come back after suspension. And Sean Patton will be available again after his leaving cert. So, you know, yeah, we've a few more to come into contention for it. So we see what the week brings, obviously.